Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused.
Listeners, you are listening to Govern America. I am Mark Grace. On the phone, we're talking to John in Tennessee, and John has kicked off a bunch of thoughts and tapped in. Like you're saying, John, I could literally sit down and talk for 24 hours. That's why I was nobody a month and a half ago. I didn't even know the word Morgellons, but I had studied William Cooper's research and everything else that I had to look into myself and see the marks on my body. Once I heard the word Morgellons from my friend Pepper Wilson, who I thank for let me kick her out of her house so I could do the show and on the landline, she mentioned Morgellons. She pulled out an article that I'm going to be reading when I get into this. A month and a half later, and I'm doing this program talking about Morgellons can only be to me proof of you know there's an angel and a devil on the shoulder, but I think the angel is winning the battle in my particular case. John, we're going to go ahead and let you finish up your thought, and then I'll go ahead and touch on a couple things you said, and then I'm gonna try and get into Morgellons. I've been on the air for 3 hours and I haven't even really talked about it. I feel blessed being here with all of you.
First of all, like I said, it's incremental pharmacology. Our DNA is being changed, so that leads me down another branch of the spider's web. Is that these people? I heard one presidential candidate, Giuliani, was talking about a hybrid military. Well, I did a little research on that and found out that these world elites are looking for a transhuman race and eventually a post-human race. They want to merge man and machine, folks. Now, that sounds crazy, but it's in our face in Hollywood.
Every day in Hollywood, you see that you either see the androgyn with Lady Gaga with the man junk, or you see this fusion of man and machine going back to I'm 41 years old. The bionic man was one.
And see what they're doing is, I believe that they're giving enough truth mixed with enough lies, so that when they stand before God, when that final time comes, and the chains are put on and they're thrown into the pit, that they'll stand before God and their defense will be, we told them everything that we were doing. They just were so stupid they didn't see it. Yeah. Didn't lie to them. I mean, that's what Hollywood is, folks. Hollywood is what a witch's broomstick and magic wands were made out of. Hollywood.
The druids.
You've
exactly.
Got Hollywood telling you, here's the magic. We're going to bend your mind. We're going to warp your ability to think reasonably, to exercise the brains that God gave you. It's, you know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I'm not a smart person, but I fear God. And if I fear him, he's going to show me where the traps are, where the dangers are, what the plan of the evil one is, so that what? I can withstand all the fiery darts of the devil. I may die, but I'm going to finish the race.
Yeah. I'm not
folding in.
Yeah. William Cooper said, if you have nothing in which you're willing to die for, you're already dead.
You have nothing to live for.
Right.
You
and
have
nothing
to die for.
And in my case,
right,
I have Morgellons, so it's fatal. And plus the fact that I think my life is in jeopardy. We touched on the professional stalking that I've been experiencing. And,
I'm looking forward to listening to your Morgellons, because I actually think I may have it.
Everybody does it. It's in the air. Hey, John, if you want to hang on and throw your number at Matt, I'd love to talk to you off air.
Okay.
You know, call you up after the show and just touch base so we can stay in contact more often. All right, thanks for calling. God bless you, man.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. There is something going on in this country and in the world, and I'd like to take the next segment, which is about 13 minutes, and lay out a little bit of the personal things that have happened with me, and to let you know that I'm nobody. Okay, I can't even get a bank account. I am being sued by my landlord, and that's just a silliness in itself. We've come to an agreement, but still. It's silliness in itself, and I was nobody until a month ago, and I'm nobody unless I say something or do something that touches your brain or your heart. My story after September 11th, and I did my research, and I lost all my friends and 33 years of a life and family because I woke up. On September 11th, I was doing irrigation up in outside Whitefish, and I heard... Over the radio, I heard it myself. They said they came in on the Kalispell, Kali, K-A-L-Y, or I, Kali spell, came on and said that Flight 93 had been shot down. I woke up, and I didn't have a television, and I watched a couple things on internet. And that was key to getting me awake, was not stopping watching television. There's a reason why it's called Set. Set is the god that killed the sun. Set is a symbol then of Christianity to the mystery schools, Typhon, the dark, because the mystery school believes this, that God was a cruel, mankind was held captive in the Garden of Eden by a cruel and vindictive God. Lucifer, through his agent, what I believe, some people, well, it's, I think Satan is the illumined priest, the magi, because they worship wisdom. That's true. Satanism is the worship of wisdom, and that goes into the magic and manipulation. But Mr. Cooper stated that... No, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, it happens sometimes. I'm slowly getting rid of my brain fog that goes with that. Oh, the mystery schools in there, and they believe that through the gift of intellect by the apple, and that's why Apple, the corporation, has a bite taken out of the apple. Just like New York City is the big apple, representing illumination, the sun, primordial knowing, the gift of intellect. Through the gift of intellect, man, ye shall be as God. That's the mystery school. So it's all backwards. So when you watch Star Wars, the Force and Darth Vader represent Christianity. And the blowing up of the star, the planet, could be, you know, even my research would indicate that it would be blowing up Saturn, which is symbolic for the Sabbath, Saturday. But that's just my take. I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm just conveying my research. I was living in an apartment, and a man came over that, his name was Gary Hutchins. He had nothing to do with me whatsoever. He was the son of a gal that was my landlord. Somewhere along the line, I was working for him in the brewery, and, he told me, you know, via his mouth, and I can't confirm it, I'm only telling you what I've heard from these people. If he was a Mason, then he could have been lying or planting information. But he said that he had been a cocaine dealer at one point and did some time in a place called Lompoc, which is like a white collar. And he did a year for a large amount of cocaine. He eventually basically ran me out of Whitefish, and I lived in my truck in Missoula for a couple of days down out on the outer end of Broadway Street. He turns out to be friends with a person that I went to work with at a place called Byron Brewing. He was such good friends with Jürgen Noller that Gary and Jürgen both had their wives on the cover of their one of their beers. And both of them got divorced. Jürgen's wife actually ends up being a judge here in Missoula. The Byron logo, and I worked for them for 2 years. The story basically, I'm eliminating a lot to get to some of the heavier, meaty material. 5 years later or so, I'm working at Byron Brewing. Going back 5 years earlier or so, I was sitting with Gary at his computer and I'd come up with a name for a beer off of my name, and it was going to be called Faceplant because I was a snowboarder. So we were going to call that. I ended up being run out of Whitefish, and he ended up kicking me out of where I was staying because I basically told a friend that I thought he was going to try and steal this name. Five or six years later, I'm an apprentice brewer at this brewery that was the friends with Gary, and we already discussed how they may have been friends. Don't know, you know, but that's my association with this story. I'm working at Byron, and Jürgen actually comes out with a beer, Faceplant. Gary had taken this idea, so you might think this might sound petty or personal. Well, it gets much larger than this because the connection from Whitefish to Missoula, to sum it up, I believe that my whole time in Missoula, I've been manipulated by these secret societies. Byron Brewing is represented by its logo, and its logo is an obelisk, the ultimate in sun worship, an elevated pyramid symbolizing the rays of the sun, or the lost member, the lost word, the lost phallus of Osiris or Nimrod, or they are the same. And Nimrod was cut up into 7 pieces, Osiris was cut up into 14. One number represents the other. While I was working at Byron, I befriended one of the brewers, Tim Peterson. We were friends. We were golf buddies. We played cribbage. I did radio shows. I aired William Cooper's research. I thought I knew what I was doing. I Maybe I was blinded by my paycheck and a little bit of status when I had been, you know, in a year I went from working pumping poopers, you know, the outhouses at the construction sites, to operating, you know, and being one of four people that worked in the back. I worked 6 days a week. I worked my canarbles off, and things seemed to be going great. At the same time, I was doing radio shows, and I believe I was they were listening and surveilling what I was doing. I lost my radio show, and it coincided with getting a promotion at the brewery. They wanted me off the air. It was a homosexual ROTC program director at the time, and I was the only one that thought it was a conflict of interest here at KBGA, or KGBA, KGBA, KBGA is what it's actually called. And I thought it was a conflict of interest that we had a military personnel at the head of a college radio station during a time of war, and with rounding up the 1 year intro in, you know, leading up into the last year of the last election. And, you know, everybody was all worried about Schwarzenegger being, you know, brought in and not being an American citizen. And we got that with Obama. You know, it's like wave your right hand out, everybody looks, and then you can cuff them with the left. And that's what they do. They're with their left hand, the left hand pass. Somewhere around, so this would be in November of 2007 when I lost. I'll take you to Election Day. Bayern Brewing, besides their logo being an obelisk, it's got the one-eyed theme, because it's got a profile. I believe it's facing the left or the west. I can't be for certain right now. The one-eyed theme, the obelisk, and it's also a symbol of the lion, which is a symbol of Solomon or the tribe of Judah. So there's esoteric symbolism. There's a checkerboard out in the beer garden, which is complete. Anybody that's looked into masonry a little bit, that is represents the duality that we were getting into with the Lady Gaga syndrome or Aphrodite. And there's a hip hop site, because I was fascinated by masonry in hip hop. And I'm going to throw this out really quick. If you Google a search, and I'm not going to say anything other than I found the information. You know, trust yourself. That way you'll know who's telling you the truth and not. But it's called culture creation, shape of things to come, and it gets into what John was discussing about on one aspect of the androgynous, and then the other is moving us into a technological age where they're trying to make humans more machine-like and trying to make machines more human-like. And an iRobot, I mean, you name your movie that's out there that discusses that. Well, job's going great and everything, and I get a phone call from a guy named Rob Steinert, who I went to high school with. You know, we went in the Army at the same time. He got out and I finished my 2 years. Never talked to him, never heard of him since. He was back home, and my brother was bartending, and my brother told him I was an apprentice brewer. He calls me up when we're talking, and he's telling me about his car and this and that, and he told me how he got in by another guy that I went to school with, a guy named Adam, and I remember him having a mustache, and I've been seeing a lot of mustaches, and I've been followed by a lot of mustaches, and mustaches story continues later on, but he calls me up, and he's talking about how great his life is, just got a vacation coming from the lake house, and this sort of thing, and I tell him a little bit about my research, and then I just went like, I asked him if he's heard about the Mason. He's like, I'm a Mason. Bam. All of a sudden, the more sense, and it made sense at that time. I, at this point, was starting to get back into my research, but I took about a year off once I lost my radio show. I wasn't able to vent 3 hours a week on a Sunday morning. It was a radio show, Grace Against the Machine. We're going to go ahead and cut back into that. John, and for everybody else out there, I don't have a website, but I will soon. Like I said, I'm so broke I can't pay attention, but that's all right. I have plenty of time to think. GATM_DJ, Grace Against the Machine _DJ, the acronym, @hotmail.com. We'll see you.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Song that can go out to the class of 87. Let's do that. Everybody wants to rule the world. Everybody's a little Caesar, a little mini Hitler with an ego the size of Texas. I was last talking about my friend and boss Tim, and talking about manipulation and getting into where I believe I was manipulated by Freemasons in this town. As well as leading into some other avenues. Somewhere in around, I think it was 2000, summer of 2008, 2008 or 2000, somewhere in the 2008, 2009 area, Tim came over and I hadn't seen him a lot. Let me take you back to when I lost on the election night. The election took place, actually. I had got done with work, was on my second pint, and a guy named Hal Millman, who's got a lovely mustache, asked me what I thought about the election, which I thought was odd. And I basically said I'd been listening to my old William Cooper Mr. Bambalot downloads, and I said it doesn't really matter that, you know, probably a Mason. And Hal said something kind of like he was my parent or something, and I just kind of giggled, and I'm like, why are you one? This man slammed his hand like a gavel onto the bar, the stone bar, and yelled, "Enough!" The bar went completely silent. I look down, and I'm looking into a sea of mustache people that I've seen regularly for almost, well, a good year and a half straight. The kid behind the bar told me to get out of there, and I'd gotten him the job. And this is another individual, another way to out these people. When they do the pseudo hippie crit, call each other brother, that's another out for a Mason. They also call themselves travelers and seekers, seers, not S-E-A-R-S, but phonetically that's probably where the term seers, Roebuck, comes from, seers. Get it? And he told me to leave, and I told him I wouldn't. I told Hal that I wasn't his kid and didn't appreciate him talking to me like that. Like, within the next week, I was out of my job. I luckily had been hurt and sore and was able to get a workman's comp, and I'm still on workman's comp, getting a wee bit of a percentage for two surgeries. After that, I didn't, you know, went the winter pretty bummed out from that. It was pretty devastating. But I kept in contact with Tim once in a while, and we'd golf or play crib. I got to meet his next door neighbor, who's a commercial airline pilot, who comes up later when we go bowling. Somewhere in this time, the Sator Square, it's a magic square, a word square, magical word sequence, like abracadabra, can be in form a downward delta if you do the letters and reduce one all the way. It's, you know, check out, seriously. Manly P. Hall's, and I hate pushing a book by a Mason, but read this book. To understand your enemy, you must know the enemy and understand how he thinks. That just makes too much sense to explain any further than that. It was a magical symbol. I went at least a little bit. I'd never heard of it, but I knew there was something up with it. Because there were some really ugly pornographic depictions that were all of a sudden showed up on my wall. On an embankment on Orange Street where I live. And all of these, and I went out and I grabbed my Bible and I looked at each one I thought symbolically meant, found a Bible verse and put the Bible verse next to these, you know, nasty photographs or pictures that were spray painted on the wall. So at that time, Tim came over to go golfing, and he's like, "Oh, the Bible thumpers are out." And I'm like, "No, I did that." He's like, "Oh." We'll skip a little while later. I hadn't seen Tim in a long time. And he came over talking about reading Dan Brown's book and talking about the Washington Monument being 555, to which I corrected him. I'd done radio shows. I've done my research. I can do a little bit of math. I knew what it was. But he, you know, and then it seemed odd that he would all of a sudden talk about the Masons, because it was kind of a joke with those guys. I remember the next door neighbor, Jim the pilot, would try and correct me when I would use the term bail. He'd try to tell me it was ball. It's like, okay, the only person that ever told me it was ball was when I'm not a Jesuit, but I did attend a Seattle University for a semester when I transferred from Winona State in Minnesota there. It's Jim is a commercial airline pilot who denied the fact that they're spraying our skies. This to me, I knew he was a liar, and I didn't much care for him. Dan Brown's book, chapter, I believe 14, starts out and is called The Sator Square. I think it's no coincidence that book had first come out. Tim's reading it, and that it comes up shows up on my wall. We go out. Tim calls me up and says he wants to go bowling. He even had his wife, who'd never got a hold of me, try to get me to come out. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you the story of what I believe is my drugging and possible microchipping. And stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, listeners. So you wouldn't think that a boy from Wisconsin, where they invented the game, would have a negative story to tell about bowling. But I'm here to that little bubble and tell you of my bowling with my ex-boss. Leading up to going bowling, I had been studying the esotericism and going into two books in particular, The Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike and The Secret Teachings of All Ages, and also The Secret Destinies of America and America's Assignment with Destiny, Manly P. Hall and Albert Pike. And I was going through and I was looking at some of the symbolism once I mentioned it to Tim. It's like, oh, and something about the obelisk and something about this and something, you know, I was noticing like in the Monty Dolak, for people that are in Missoula listening, there's an art gallery, an artist who does cartoon landscapes, who does most of the artwork for Bynes production. On their Amber logo, I wrote Tim one time, it's like, dude, I can see the word sex hidden all over. And actually, on that Amber logo, there's a chemtrail and a windmill, which is a sun symbol. But Monty Dolak symbol in itself is like a pie, which is like the American Lung Association. It's a vertical line with two horizontal lines, or vice versa, which is a double cross. American Lung Association, ASIC shoes, Nabisco, You see this in movies all the time. And getting into bowling, getting into all of this, I never in a million years thought any of this could be possible or true. And that's why you cannot trust these people. If they have fraternal associations, you cannot trust them. So I was mentioning these facts to Tim about the logo being that and Harpocrates, because in there there's an article about the brewery when it was moving spaces, and at the bottom it had a picture of the former or mayor of the mayor, the crack smoking mayor of Washington D.C. And it had him coming out of trial when he was acquitted, and he was giving the Harpocrates the finger over the mouth, which is Masonic mystery school founded for silent secrecy, and that's what these people thrive on as much as cockroaches thrive on darkness. So after a little while, Tim got a hold of me, wanted to go bowling. I'm like, sure. Didn't really know what to think, but I was like, all right, I'll go out and check it out, give him benefit of the doubt. We were met there by his Jim the Pilot, guy who denies chemtrails exist, so obviously he was a liar. We're bowling, the Packers lose in overtime. Football's fake, by the way, and to go to the caller last week who said Jen Isis, being a Wisconsinite myself, a cheesehead, I was a big Packer fan until I realized all sports are fake and most owners are Knights of the Malta. But the most famous football game was the Ice Bowl, or the Isis Bowl. The two teams were the Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. The logos on the helmets of those two teams are found on the walls in the Masonic Lodge. You have the G that is in between the compass and the square, and you have the five-pointed star. That's reality. That should be sending some tingles down some of your spines. If you look at the other logos, we just had the Celtics against the Lakers. Lakers, broken up into two words, is La Kurs. Kur is another name for the sun god. And the NBA Cares logo, to get into symbolism a little bit, is two circles with a heart in it. Well, three-dimensionally, you're looking down on the phallus with that. Just like when you look at a cross three-dimensionally, you're looking down on a pyramid. The brain takes pictures backwards. So when in our brain, we're seeing it upside down, and that's something that goes into subliminal messages. But we went bowling, and Jim the Pilot showed up. And we had a few pitchers and a couple of drinks. I mean, I was no lightweight. I had not been drinking much, but I could still hold my own. And any experiences with me blacking out, you know, generally if you drink too much, you black out, hopefully you don't. And I don't recommend it, and I don't drink but a couple glasses of wine a night at the most for the antioxidants in my treatment of Morgellons. But generally when you pass out, and Darren said it last week, that you generally if you black out, you can stay on your feet and not know it and have missing time, but I always woke up somewhere. But in the case of that, after we were bowling and I got into a little bit of the mystery school stuff because I wanted to call them out, because the way they're always playing devil's advocate. Devil's got enough advocates. I hate that saying. Really hate that saying. But I start feeling like I'm losing it. Like all of a sudden I'm drunk and I'm getting pissy, and I just walk up after we're done and we're getting ready to leave. I just walk up, I pay for all of us, I start leaving. Last thing I remember was fading out. Last thing I remember was paying in the bowling alley. I wait and standing and right after that kind of blah, 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 you know, who knows what I sounded like or what was going on. I don't know what I was given. That's the thing. I remember seeing something about Tim where he always takes the other side or something like that. And then next thing I know, I wake up walking home about four blocks away from the bowling alley. I laid down and my body hurt. I texted Tim, what the hell happened? He's like, oh, messed up, dude. Never told me. To this day, Tim still has not told me what happened. Three days later, I don't have a headache, but my body aches and right ear is completely ringing, like a high-pitched ring. I tell the story to my friend Nigel, a truck driver and, you know, someone who actually I want to say thanks to him for letting me borrow his computer so I could somewhat keep an account of time and with what's going on. But I tell him this story, and he's like, dude, you got roofied. And because that's where I'd kind of been leaning, but hearing it from him, you know, you tell that story, and you're like, dude, you got roofied. Okay, I'm with two people that I totally don't believe. One's a commercial airline pilot, so he's got to be a liar, correcting on bail, so there's some mystery school aspect, because who corrects somebody on an ancient Phoenician sun god anyway? Still to this day, I haven't heard from Tim. He's tried to make contacts a couple times. I asked him questions about it, and he totally blew it off. That's my proof of, because the fact is that up until that point, there would have been no reason. The fact that he's still to this day, and then I got a text from him a couple months back saying, you know, I feel bad I never got to tell you. And it's like, dude, you've already, I got a can of Raid for you. You know, I just, get off of my life. Just like the Bill Hicks, get these turds off my life. And that's why I call Morgellons Masons. Because people who know what they are, you can see them, they're annoying, they're irritating, nobody knows about them, and if you talk about them, they think you're crazy. And that's exactly the way it is for either or, and that's why I call them Masons, because Morgellons, it's a term from 1700s of a disease, and the person, and it doesn't come up. It doesn't come close to genocide, which in all actuality it is. But you say Morgellons, I say Masons at this point. I mean, usually if I'm with an established crowd that has heard me say that once or twice, I will call it Masons, and you get over it. So, that was me. That was me being my story of being drugged. My story of why I wasn't at the brewery can be found in Freemasonry for Dummies, and it's going to the caller from New York last week talking about founding fathers and Freemasons. In the appendix of Freemasonry for Dummies, which the book that adorns the entryway, I'm told, of the House of the Temple, the head lodge of the head lodge of all Freemasonry in Washington, D.C., 13 blocks directly north. And Ben Franklin wrote this. It's called Anderson's Constitution, and I'm looking at it, trying to find it here. But it's something that Ben Franklin actually printed in his Poor Richard's Almanac? And, it's called Anderson's Constitutions. So if all of our founding fathers were Masons, and they all take secret blood oaths, some of them were Illuminati, some of them quite possibly were not. I mean, there's only a few at the very top, and they lie so much that, you know, they don't even know the truth unless they're one of the, I assume, the bloodlines. But it's got this, the Charges of Freemasonry, and it's just a bunch of bullcrap here and there. But it states something about how you're supposed to behave in the presence of non-Masons. You shall be most cautious in your words and carriage, that the most penetrating stranger shall not be able to discover or find out what is proper to be intimidated. And sometimes you shall divert a discourse and manage it prudently for the honor of the worshipful fraternity. And somewhere in here, and if I can't find it soon, I'll just pass it along. But it says how you're supposed to behave. Here it is. This is what I texted Tim about why I'm not at the brewery. And this is Roman numeral V5 of the management of the craft in working. and it's in the last paragraph, it says, no laborer shall be employed in the proper work of masonry, nor shall Freemasons work with those who are not free without an urgent necessity, nor shall they teach laborers and unaccepted Masons as they should teach a brother or fellow. That's why certain people like myself never get promotions while toolboxes pass me by. You know, this is why if you're one of those people that have worked your rear end off, and, you know, in small towns they call it last name. You didn't have the last name. Well, it's not that. It's the lodge. Because to go back during the Crusades, there were two rival orders, the Knights Hospitallers, who later became basically the sovereign Knights of Malta, and you had the Knights Templars, who became the Masons and the Rosicrucians. So look at every town in America. You have a hospital, and you have a Freemasonic temple. Where else do you need to look for the root of power? Even here in Missoula, the mayor, what's his name? Engen, or something like that, sports a lovely goatee, symbol Baphomet. He introduced them, because these guys that I knew, like, Masons are coming out and exposing themselves. It says Missoula Masons mark 100 for their anniversary, and that's Saturday, July 11th, 2009. A couple months back, Time Magazine, it's got this whole big color magazine of, it's called Secret Society, and it goes into Dan Brown's book. Dan Brown's book has Rosicrucian undertones throughout it. So the missing hand, and that's why, you know, an excellent guide for symbolism is that Secret Teachings of All Ages, if you pick up that. Because Dan Brown, the newspapers, the magazines, History Channel, Masons are all over the place. This was 9 years ago when I found out about them and started talking about them. Nobody knew. Now they're on television and nobody still talks about them. We are dealing with entities that we're called demon possession. With these panels, these musicians, all rock and rolls, they've sold their soul to the devil. They sold their soul, made a pact with the demon, and that's how they're able to manipulate us. And just look into the sacrifices of musicians and artists. Heath Ledger, for one, were in his last movie, Dr. Parnassus, you know, they show the hangman scene, which is Masonic. The all-seeing eye is there as well. So there's so much going on, and John mentioned earlier about the fact that, you know, you try to drop little bits and pieces, and that kicked off a memory. The first time anybody mentioned anything about this was this beautiful little old lady in Normandy Beach, Washington, in between Seattle and Tacoma by the airport, and I was doing environmental work. And why I have a weird view of all of this is I was in the military, and then 2 years later, I'm driving a Volkswagen bus and tie-dyes and working as a, you know, doing environmental work. I went from one side to the other, and just a weird view. This woman pulled me in to her house, some great coffee, we sat, and a great view. We sat down, and she showed me newspaper articles from, 1953 or somewhere at 54? It was the first time I ever heard the name, and it didn't kick in until 10 years later. And she mentioned and showed me articles about a group known as the Bilderberg Group. Now, anybody who's hip to William Cooper's research or done their research beyond the limits of what most people can go to, you know that rings a bell. And this woman was telling me about it, and she'd been on it for years. So little bits and pieces. It's, you know, breadcrumbs of truth, and you try to discern it. And if you can be sarcastic and humorous, it's definitely a better way to approach it. I'm so cynical about it now. I you know, and I speak in code. But that's, as far as in Missoula being manipulated, being drugged, that's my story. That's just the tip of the barrel. But I want to get into Morgellons, and I'm not sure how much time we got rolling right now. So I'm just going to start by telling you some of the symptoms that I've Morgellons is a disease that basically I have red, white, and blue fibers coming out of my skin that basic that you cannot that burn at temperatures of like 1300 or 1700. This is nanotechnology. It's like a organic. I called it, when I first found out the word Morgellons and looked into it a little bit, I called it organic nanotechnology. Or like an organic AI, if you want to look at it that way. I have black spots, little black dots, they're bugs, rashes. I want to let you know I do have my own treatment, and I received an email that I need to respond back. Thanks to everybody who did email me. That there are some things that you can do. I can tell you that when it got really bad in 2002, I was going and calling up an exterminator, getting flea concentration, mixing up a strong batch and putting it directly on my skin. It still wouldn't go.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states, or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back. I was just describing one of the more horrific things that I did as a result of my disease, and I didn't know it was Morgellons until a month and a half ago. So I would take literal the chemical that they use, that professional exterminators use for fleas. I would get that concentrated. I would do a mix with water and make it a stronger than normal, and I would do this on a daily basis. It wouldn't go away. The same spot on my head that when, and this is where music and God leaving breadcrumbs and saying, Grace, stupid, pay attention, and just following it. I was listening to the Flaming Lips album, The Soft Bulletin. That album, and like the movie The Matrix, the album by Floater called Glyph, song called Crawl Into You. These are a Pearl Jam song, Bugs. They're all, if you're into hip-hop, the Snow Goons, it's all in your mind. It's the cover of RJD2's Since the Last We Spoke has a picture of what red fibers look like under a microscope. This is not a coincidence, people. We're dealing with demons, and they have preconditioned us long, long before we were ever born. I mean, we're talking about a cover-up of 6,000 years, a cover-up that is so concise and so well-conceived that President Wilson said that if anyone speaks in condemnation of it, they ought to speak under their breath. A warning to not speak out about these people. The thing is that I'm dying, so I really don't, you know what, I really don't. I'm not afraid of these people anymore, and I feel more alive because of what I've learned. Being the saddest person on the planet, not misunderstood, alone, a couple of people to talk to. My friend Nigel and my friend Anna. And I love them to death. So, and they've been, you know, they haven't bought into what I've said, but they've listened to me. And eventually it will come around and it will make sense to them. And they won't have to go through what I did of 10 years of research and the pain of the first few years. And the wake up and the whole, you know, because when you feel that you've been touched by an angel of God or actually God, you wonder. I mean, you have to get over it's not the Messiah complex, but there's all of a sudden you, because of the media and how they've told us that we're special and you're, or the Matrix and you're the one. See, they're planning this because the stars are aligning. That's why they talk about the new age, the age of Aquarius. We're coming out of Pisces, which was symbolized the fish. 2,000 years before that, they worshipped a goat of Mendes, because it was the 2,000 year period when the sun, according to the mystery schools, was in the house of Aries, the ram. 2,000 years before that, it was in Taurus, which is the bull. That's where you get Baal, and it's all sun worship, and it's all phallic. It's all a Beavis and Butthead Wonderland Matrix nightmare. If you're awake and you know what's going on, and anyone can be an agent, and you know, there's so many things I could do a show about the Matrix. I can't believe that 2 hours have gone by so fast. It's a trip. So when we come back, I'm going to continue on with my Morgellons story, and. All right, thanks for listening.
With recent international